Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Freddie Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday morning, and I am joined by USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Pat Hudgens. We'll have Jim Jeanette of the Manhattan Area Technical College will come up and close out the hour of today's edition of In Focus. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Eric, Pat, we were talking about some things over break. A few quick things to get out there real quick. Talking about those board elections. Early voting starts today, I believe.
Early voting starts today for the board elections.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. No excuse not to be too busy to go out and vote.
Yeah.
You can do it right now and get it out of the way.
I believe you can do that in respective courthouses, Riley County, Pott County.
Yes.
All right. And today's school board meeting is tonight at the Robinson Education Center, 6:30 p.m. That's 2031 Points Avenue, just right across from Manhattan High School. And do we have a phone call? Yes? Okay. We got a call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Well, I was sitting here listening to all the things can't be better with the school board, but you know, the kids have taken my grandchildren out of here rather than sending them to Manhattan High and taking them over to Pott County over there in Flush Road, some school over there, because of the drugs and the gangs and the bullying. And it's just amazing to me that hundreds of thousands of dollars are spending to get those kids over to Pott County, along with all the other parents, left me here to pay the taxes to run the school. It's just, what's going on?
A lot of those are individual situations that come up. I think we try to do the very best we can to make our schools as safe as possible and work with our families, but sometimes we make a choice. We get some out-of-district kids, and we lose some out-of-district kids that want to go to other districts. So, yeah, I guess I don't know the familiarity of the individual situations, but we want to do the best we can to make things safe.
All right, that'll work. You guys have a retreat coming. We got another phone call. Sorry. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering why the school buses don't turn right on red in this district.
We're not supposed to turn right on red.
I was asking why they don't turn right on red in this district.
It's a safety issue about turning into traffic.
I believe it's a state statute.
Yeah, that's a standard state law.
Mm-hmm. It's a state statute.
Yeah, that can be bothersome when you come behind it, too. I understand that.
I've seen them do it in other districts, but okay.
I believe they're not supposed to.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question. Thanks for the call. If anybody has any other questions, give us a call, 75-537-1350. All right, back to regular business. You guys do have a retreat coming. Is that a school board retreat?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And that's coming up. I guess, Pat, tell us a little bit about
it's
that.
It's next Wednesday. Most of what that's on the agenda for next Wednesday on the 25th, we're going to do some touring of some buildings, and it's about facilities and growth, looking ahead for our master plan.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of reviewing some topics that have come up over and over again as we got a preview of the master plan from the architect team that's putting that together, and we're kind of focusing in on three different topics, and one is East Campus, and one is the elementary overcrowding, and the third is early childhood. So really trying to hone in on those topics about just having a discussion. Our board does a great job in the retreats about putting information out there. That's where they hash over a lot of things and hopefully come some consensus on what direction. But that's where we take a lot of feedback. This is what we've heard, and we get it out there.
And where's the retreat at this year?
It'll be at the East Campus.
Yeah,
High School East.
We're going to take a tour of the East Campus, and we're going to go see some things that we talk about quite a bit, the board knows about, but not very many people have seen with their eyes. So we're going to go take a look.
Talking about that elementary overcrowding, how big of a problem is that?
It's significant. You know, we were fairly crowded last year, and we went up over 100 students in our K-6 buildings just this year. Actually, we were over 200 increase K-12 across the district. So It's a reality in some buildings more than others, but we're hitting capacity basically across the district, and where we're overflowing in certain buildings, we're filling up the buildings that aren't full with kids in their area. So it's becoming significant.
And a real kind of a mixed bag of news, depending on one hand, it shows growth in the district, which is a good thing. Exactly. But on the other hand,
it brings challenges.
Room. Yeah.
Yes, it brings challenges.
And especially in a state that has its challenges with funding and going over those sort of things. And that's definitely an example of how important it is that they at least switch the formula back to a kind of a pure pupil sort of basis, because before they just went off previous numbers. If you grew, you were getting the same amount of money.
That's exactly right. I think that would be a good segue to talk about donations and grants, if I can mention that. We've got a $500 cash donation from Feed QA LLC to Manhattan High School for travel and supplies for the robotics club. $505.36 cash donation from Panda Restaurant Group to Eisenhower Middle School for Eagles of Excellence, Worlds of Fun trip. That's always a fun one for the students to earn that.
I mean, fun's in it. It's already in it. It should be fun, right?
That's exactly
Worlds
right.
Worlds of Fun,
and they love that. $3,000 and a $2,764.75 grant award allocations from Kansas State Department of Education Deaf Blind Fund to USD 383 for items purchased for two individual students. And then a $2,000 cash donation from the following businesses to Anthony Middle School for the Pride Club Fun Run. And that's $500 from Robbins Motor Company, $500 Adair Thurston Lawyers here in town, and $500 from Pediatric Associates, $500 from the Women's Health Group, for a total of $8,770.38. And as we talk about, you know, when we talked earlier about cuts and having challenges, that is always a great gap filler for the donations that we get from the community.
Very good. Brady Bowman here with USD 383, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Pat Hudgens. And speaking, we had a caller ask about school buses and that sort of thing. And speaking of all that, it's Bus Driver Appreciation Day. And I take a whole week for that. And we appreciate USD 383 school bus drivers for following state statutes. Apparently, that's good that they're stopping
actually,
on those right turns.
Actually, Bertie, I did some looking up on that. And it is legal in the state of Kansas
for
a bus to turn right on red unless it is signed appropriately prohibiting that. But that does go on to say, according to the Kansas Department of Education, that many school districts have opted out of that to provide their own safety measures.
There you go.
Most districts I've been involved with have taken that step.
And I think our buses do say that on the back.
They do.
They say this bus does not turn right on red.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got Dave Lewis in our research department.
Thank you, Dave.
I got nothing better to do over here, you know.
Well, it is Bus Driver Appreciation Day. We're always in need of bus drivers and bus monitors. We're always looking for that. It's been a tough spot to fill, but a rewarding thing, too. We've got some wonderful people on that team. So we really appreciate our bus drivers getting our kids to school and back safely. So appreciate that department.
Yeah. And you said that still is a need, right?
Oh, yes.
That's usually continually a need. We always need more.
For those interested,
you contact usd383.org, our human resources, and you can apply online.
Yes.
And you have some other things.
No school Friday.
Yeah.
No bingo.
Teacher work day. It's the end of the 9 weeks, so everybody should be working on grades. Elementary school is getting ready for conferences, which are next week. So a lot of those notices should have come out to parents. So a good home school partnership is the best thing we can do. So we want our elementary parents involved in those conferences next week. What else do we have? We've got for MHS parents and students, today's the final day to sign up for the next Career Exploration Day on Friday the 20th. They'll be visiting three area businesses: Florence Manufacturing, Via Christi Health Center, and GTM, to learn more about the businesses and the variety of jobs within each business. And if you can sign up through Katie Ball at MHS at 587-2100. And Pat, you want to talk about the sixth grade choral concert? This is one of the coolest things I think 383 does.
Yes, they pull all the sixth graders together and they do a choral fest. Festival, which is going to be Friday, November 3rd at 11:30 at Peace Memorial Auditorium at City Hall. And it's a free concert. And it is one of the, as Eric says, is one of the coolest things that I think our district does, where all the sixth graders come together and rehearse very briefly, and they come together and they sing and have a big choral fest. They are also, our Manhattan High Chamber Choir is with them as well during that performance. And it's a time to get the parents out, the grandparents out, the community out, and everybody to see that. It's been happening for years.
Yeah, a lot over 30 years where we actually have, you know, teachers on staff, administrators on staff that sang in it when they were back in elementary school.
32nd years. Yeah, 32 years.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while. And the coordination it takes with our elementary music teachers and high school, Mr. Poppy at the high school, is phenomenal. So it's a sight to see if you haven't seen it.
And what kind of, it just covers all genres, I assume, mm-hmm. all different sorts of...
Music?
Yeah,
they're all working on it now. And then bring them together, you know, with each individual music teacher kind of teaching it a little different. And it kind of gives them a clinic feel when it's one person directing a choir of over, you know, close to 500 kids. That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids
to coordinate. So it's pretty awesome.
And a good chance to see some local talent, too, because I'm sure there's some good talent in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And aspiring talent as they move up to the next level and get involved in their schools and plays and music.
All right, there you go. Anything else you guys have before we go to our second break and talk to Jim Jeanette?
Jim Jeanette. We've been doing some partnerships with MATC and the Chamber of Commerce, and that's one of those workforce days we've been working on. So I love the direction they're going and the energy that they have, and how we've been able to serve our students with MATC has been a big step for us going forward.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Eric, Pat, thanks so much for being on.
Thanks, Brady.
Thank you, Brady.
Jim Jeanette coming up after the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.